Okay, it's another monster weekend for sport. Here to preview a couple of big games is RNZ sports journalist Jamie Wall. Jamie, the Warriors in action tonight, pretty banged up. I mean, how do you rate their chances?
Yeah, banged up is the right way to describe their squad at the moment. Currently, they're going in with without four key forwards. They're without Dylan Walker, Murata Niokore, Jazz Tavanga, and also ruled out last night with Chanel Harris-Tavita off the bench. So they have lost quite a bit of experience. There is a little bit of a fresh look about their interchange bench, but they still should be quite confident going in against the Dragons. Asked Andrew Webster the other day about how they deal with this sort of attrition rate 7 rounds into the NRL.
We want everyone to come, like I said before, and bring their best football at us and find out how good we are. And when it gets hard, are we good enough to find a way to win? And going to Wollongong is tough, though. I think they deserve the respect that maybe I'm sure they're seeing themselves as favourites. You know? Yeah, but we've got no expectation to worry about it. Yeah, we know what's coming.
Yeah, so that was Andrew Webster just talking about the amount of injuries that they're picking up. I mean, the only positive bit of news is that every other team is kind of dealing with these same sort of things as well. And the squad depth that he's built, especially over this last off-season, is managing to offset a lot of the injuries that they seem to be having. They should win tonight against the Dragons. The Dragons aren't bad. They're coming off a good win against the West Tigers last weekend and do have a couple of pretty decent players in Ben Hunt and Zach Lomax. But as long as the Warriors can shut those guys down, they will be looking to repeat the same fixture last year where the Warriors ran out 48-18 winners.
And what about the games for Super Rugby as well?
Yeah. So tonight, the table-topping Hurricanes, are up in Suva in Fiji, playing against the Fijian Drua. The climate is one of the biggest things they have to worry about going up there, as well as a very good Drua side at home. The Hurricanes have made a couple of changes. They've got Aidan Morgan in at first five and moved Josh Morby to fullback, which will be interesting because they have really quite heavily relied on the very steady hand of Brett Cameron at first five so far this year. So that'll be an interesting game for the Hurricanes, a good test for them, just get out of their comfort zone a little bit. They are, of course, unbeaten so far this year. Drua are without their suspended Frank Lomani, the halfback, who we talked about the other week, and he's a very big key part of the game plan. And then tomorrow night, we've got the Blues at home against the Brumbies at Eden Park. Now, this is a massive game for the Blues, or a massive game for both teams, really. They're currently sitting second and third on the table. The Brumbies are the top-ranked Australian side. A lot of talent across the park for this team. A lot of players that you'd definitely sort of get out of your seat to go and watch. Corey Toole on the wing, probably the best winger in the competition at the moment. And Tom Wright at fullback, Rob Valentini at number eight. Like, so some real talent that the Blues are going to have to contend with. The Blues are coming off their bye as well. They welcome back Sam Derry, Locke, who busted his knee in preseason. And they're just still missing Stephen Perifetta, Harry Plummer starting at first five there. So it's going to be a really interesting match. And I think it's going to be one that's going to really test the Blues and give us a really good indication of whether they are title contenders this year.
So barring the local game, have you booked a premium spot on the couch for the weekend?
Well, as you know, Lisa, I will be working hard to inform RNZ's listeners and users of the website of all this. All those games I mentioned are going to be live updated on the RNZ site. So if you can't get, if you're not on the couch and if you're maybe out for dinner or something, maybe you're on a Tinder date. I don't know.
Maybe you just want to pull out
your phone and just check out the RNZ website because we're going to have live updates of all of those games.
Oh my goodness, 2101 on text. Is it okay to check in on the Rugger while you're on a first date? Let us know what you think.
Absolutely. Why do you think we do this?
Thank you, Jamie. That is sports reporter Jamie Wall there.